This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. Coming up in this hour of the broadcast, we've got two very interesting fellows joining us. We're going to be joined a little later on in the hour by Mike Vietro, better known as Corvette Mike Vietro, a gentleman who hails from my home state of Massachusetts, and at a young age picked everything up and moved to California and started a business centering on Corvettes. So he is one of the leading experts in the realm of Corvettes. Has a dealership in Anaheim, California. He also has one in the Chicago area, and he has one in Plymouth, Massachusetts. And he's always buying and selling Corvettes. And if you're looking for a particular Corvette, specifically optioned, Mike can get it for you. He'll find it for you, and certainly one of the leading experts in the realm of the Corvette world. Also coming up any moment now, we should be joined by the Vice President of Public Relations for Hagerty, the car insurance company, the classic car insurance company. Matter of fact, the largest one in the entire world. And we're going to be talking about the sales are going to be happening during Monterey Car Week coming up shortly down the line. We're going to have what used to be called the weekend on the Monterey Peninsula, which included auctions, included the Monterey historic races, and also included the main event, which is, of course, the Sunday Concours d'Elegance on the lawn at Pebble Beach. It's kind of the Super Bowl of classic car shows in this country, certainly, and ranks right up there among the world's finest car shows. It's become increasingly expensive to attend, and even journalists like myself, who in the past got help from car companies and other folks to help us get rooms and stuff, that's kind of been pulled away. So now it's truly become kind of the millionaires versus the billionaires kind of event, but it is what I call an automotive bucket list event that at least once in your lifetime you should go to Monterey Car Week and check out the umpteen different things that are going on. I believe this year there are about 7 different auctions, and these are the highest end auctions when it comes to automobiles in the entire world. You're going to see cars going for excess of $10 million. You're going to see cars going for, and a lot of them, I know Hagerty's predicting quite a few more than 175 going for between $1 million and $10 million. So it's, you know, once in a lifetime type of thing. And there's also a new car presence there. The car companies, all who are participating in the show, showing off some new product to media, but at the same time have a special place very close to the actual greens where the 18th hole of the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance. It's a special display of concept cars, production cars, and pre-production cars. I know there are going to be somewhere in the vicinity of 17 world debuts of vehicles at Pebble, new vehicles, and about 24 in total will be shown. Another bucket list automotive event is something that just occurred yesterday, and that's in suburban Detroit, Michigan, on Long Woodward Avenue, something that started 30-plus years ago as a very small event. It was meant to raise money for parks in that part of Michigan. And Woodward Avenue, of course, is a famous street in Detroit, running from the suburbs right down into the heart of the city. It goes all the way to the lakes there in beautiful downtown Detroit. This year, more than 1.5 million people line the streets to watch this incredible event, with thousands upon thousands of cruisers driving up and down this about 8-mile stretch. I mean, you go up one side and then you do a turnaround and come back down the other side. And if you want, you can do it all day. It's an all-day event once a year, and it draws people not only from all across the USA, but it is not unlikely for people to come and even ship their cars and drive it. People from the United Kingdom, people from Australia, people from New Zealand, people from the former Soviet Union, they are going to this event as well. It's a fun event, and there's always some very cool happenings when it comes to new car stuff too, because the big three Detroit automakers, they like to show off something cool at the event. And this year was no doubt a success. And again, another one to put on your automotive bucket list, along with Pebble Beach Car Week or Monterey Car Week. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. A lot of our listeners will be surprised to learn that the Pebble Beach event, which is now more than 60-plus years old, started back in the 1950s as a race. Many of you folks who may have traveled to that neck of the woods, it's a very, very common tourist destination. There's a beautiful scenic drive called 17 Mile Drive, which is all integrated part of the Pebble Beach complex. And there's a lot of folks that have put up very expensive houses in there, and there's a lot of twisty roads. And I mean, even back in the 1950s, this was a very expensive, high-end place to live. But it started out this whole huge event that is today held each and every year as an automotive race through the trees and through the twisty roads of Monterey, and right there where the cars go on the show lawn for the Pebble Beach weekend. That was the finish of the race. And I know one of the folks that dominated that race for part of his career was the late Phil Hill. And Phil Hill went on to, of course, become a judge at the Pebble Beach event and was a staple there for years until his passing about 2 years ago. And I had the opportunity to interview Phil Hill on a number of occasions, and he wasn't the most, let's say, gracious gentleman I ever interviewed. Didn't really particularly like the media. That's my impression, and just wholly my impression. He's certainly one of the great race car drivers of all time, but when it comes to talking to the media, he could use a lesson or two. 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. If you have any questions about Monterey Car Week or about the Woodward Dream Cruise, we're going to put it in neutral, see if we can find Jonathan Klinger. And then we've got Corvette Mike Vietro in the wings. Don't go away. Don't be confused.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
That is me. Hello, everybody, and welcome. And we so appreciate you joining us each and every week at this very same time. We've got a all-points bulletin out for Jonathan Klinger, Vice President of Hagerty in the area of public relations. We're having a little bit of trouble with his number, and he has our number, so there's no excuse for him not to have called in by now. But that's live radio. That's what happens. A little bit later on, we'll be joined by Corvette Mike Vietro, who is going to be telling us about some Corvette rumblings, including the eighth generation Corvette. Will it indeed be a mid-engine vehicle? That's what they're talking about. Will it be a supercar of different configuration? Of course, the Corvette has always been a front-engine, rear-drive vehicle, but rumors and spy photography and even General Motors themselves have begrudgingly admitted that they are working on a prototype vehicle. And some photographs of these mid-engine Corvettes have been caught running around in camouflage disguise in the Detroit area. My concern, as I talked to Corvette Mike a little bit earlier in the week, is this is going to push the Corvette prices really up high. I mean, the Corvette years ago used to be the affordable American sports car. It would be the car that a regular person could achieve in their lifetime. If they save their money, eventually you could afford to buy a Corvette. And that was the thing that was always great about going to Corvette events. I went to the 50th anniversary of the Corvette back in the early 2000s, and it was a mixture of, you know, you had plumbers there and you had heart surgeons there. You had folks who were self-made big-time businessmen, and you had regular people who worked for the local telephone company. It was that type of vehicle because the prices weren't that high. True, for the latest volume, 2018, the Corvettes begin at about $55,000 and quickly escalate from there. There's a lot of different models and a lot of different options, and if you check them all, it is not hard to get over the $100,000 mark. The upcoming ZR1 supercar, which is going to have more power than any General Motors production vehicle in history, 745 horsepower right straight from the factory, and that's going to be priced at about $125,000. Now, if they go through, as all is looking like they are going to be going through with this mid-engine Corvette, my prediction is it will cost at least $150,000 minimum. And Corvette Mike said to me that he thinks that they'll come in with an entry-level mid-engine Corvette in the $90,000 range. That's still getting to a territory that is pretty much unobtainable by regular folks unless you happen to win a lottery or happen to get very, very lucky in inheritance or some other non-work derived way of getting income. It's a little bit of a shame, but the Corvette is such an amazing performer right now in C7 configuration that they've kind of reached the max. They can't get it to do anything better than it does right now. This is the fastest Corvette top speed in history. The ZR1 Corvette will go 215 miles an hour. It's the quickest 0 to 60 Corvette. Both the Z06 and the ZR1 will skedaddle from 0 to 60 in the 2 second range, and that's just an incredibly fast vehicle. Maybe low threes, but definitely I've seen tests for the Corvette C7 Z06 in the high twos, and no doubt as more and more different websites and publications and radio shows and television shows get their hands on the new Corvette ZR1, it will probably scoot to 0 to 60 a tad bit faster than the Z06, because the Z06 only has a little 650 horsepower engine. Can you imagine coming straight from a factory with 650 horsepower, 650 pound-feet of torque? I was at a local Chevrolet dealership recently, and there was one sitting right there on the floor, and it was stickered for a little over $100,000. But this was a loaded one, and this was a Z06 variant. It's the first time you can get either the Z06 or the ZR1 in convertible form. All the other previous Z06s, and certainly when the ZR1 has been around over the last 30 years, it came back for a short run in the sixth generation, and of course the original Z06 also made a brief appearance in kind of interesting notchback style. They got away with the hood, the trunk, I should say, the three-door lift back, and made it more of a notchback in C5 configuration. And in C4 configuration, the first one that debuted back in the late 1980s, and you know, back then it put out like an amazing 400 horsepower. Can you believe it? 400 horsepower. They even had two sets of keys. They had a valet key, which would detune the engine down a little if you were valeting the car, so that the person parking your vehicle couldn't utilize the full power potential. They have that with the Dodge products now, the Challenger SRT Hellcat, the Charger SRT Hellcat Red Eye, and of course the Demon. And the Demon actually has two separate keys. It has a red key for full power, and it has a black key for a measly 485 horsepower. I never thought there would be a day when I would be talking about those type of numbers here on the radio. There's a newsletter I get from a company based out of San Francisco. It's called Inside Automotive, and the thing that really upsets me about this newsletter is it might as well be called Tesla News, because to think to God the only vehicle on the face of the earth was the Tesla. The content contained in this newsletter is about 80% Tesla every single solitary day. I believe it comes out daily now, but they've always got something going on. You know, they do sell a lot of Teslas. As a matter of fact, half of all Teslas sold are sold in California. But they're only selling about 50,000 a year, and they're grossly going to miss their target for their so-called less expensive model. Straight ahead, Mike Vietro. Don't go away.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on the road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter by ProPure removes and reduces up to 200-plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. White House National Security Advisor John Bolton tells ABC's This Week he backs President Trump's controversial decision to revoke the security clearance of former CIA Director John Brennan.
It's something that I think was originally suggested by Senator Rand Paul, perhaps others. I was aware of it along with, I think, most of the president's other senior national security advisors a few weeks ago.
Bolton says Brennan and others in the Obama administration have been politicizing intelligence. A man trying to get his pregnant wife to the hospital was arrested by immigration agents when they stopped for gas. Russell Haraji, staff attorney with the San Bernardino Community Service Center, wants an investigation into what caused the agents to target his client.
I think that's what's happening with this kind of new administration. Their policies is that ICE is acting on steroids. And so everybody's being detained without regard to, you know, special circumstances such as this one.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently, even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare. Call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out there, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Hey, Bill, Mike, it's Bob. How you doing?
You got a fine machine.
We'll be, why don't you give him the feed? Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World as we have lots of fun as we do each and every week. Well, when it comes to Corvettes, I only think of a couple of different things. Number one, this is one of my favorite automobiles in all the world, probably my favorite, come to think of it. I've been fortunate enough to own a couple in my time and hope that I get the opportunity to own one in the not-too-distant future. But joining us right now is a gentleman that I've known for 20-plus years, and he is the man when it comes to Corvette knowledge, when it comes to buying and selling and consigning Corvettes. And he is known throughout the Corvette community as simply Corvette Mike. Corvette Mike Vietro, welcome to Auto World.
How's it going, Bob?
Going fine. I understand you're on your way to Monterey Car Week. It used to be the weekend, but now it's even more than a week-long series of events.
I just arrived literally 10 minutes ago, and I made the trek up from Orange County, California, through San Jose on a flight, and then drove here. Took about an hour and a half from San Jose. I just landed in Carmel, where a lot of the shows take place right here starting Tuesday.
Absolutely. And this is one of those things that you should put on your, I say to my listeners all the time, this goes, you know, on the overused term, your automotive bucket list. At least once in your life, you've got to go and see this whole week-long series of events, because it's nothing like anything else on Earth.
Hey, Bob, I had a question for you real quick.
Sure.
Are you broadcasting live from Boston?
From Boston? No. Right now, I happen to be in Florida, but you and I are from the Boston area, and I should be back there very soon. So we'll have to...
Family back there want to listen in, but I don't know what station to tell them.
Okay. Well, probably the best thing to tell them is to listen on the Internet. Go to GCNLive.com rather than give out different frequencies we're on in Massachusetts. Just go to GCNLive.com, and you'll be able to click on Auto World, and everybody should be able to hear us.
Got it. Okay, good.
All right. Excellent. I love your newsletter, which goes out every Thursday, Thundering Thursday, you called them, and there was one a few weeks back that really caught my attention, and of course we're all eagerly anticipating the ZR1 Corvette. I mean, who would believe that we would ever see a stock Corvette coming from the factory with 745 horsepower? That in itself is a story, but you uncovered a secret that some lucky folks are going to be able to get a hold of a 1,000 horsepower brand new Corvette.
Yep. Imagine that.
I can imagine it. Tell everybody about how this works.
Well, as I mentioned earlier in the week when we spoke, we broadcasted that. One of my guys that handles all of the e-blasts and coming up with all the different interesting items that Corvette folks would like to read about, found that somewhere, and when we broadcasted it, what was unusual is we had Chevrolet dealers tuning in and calling us up wondering how they could order one of these cars, and yet that's how you order it, through Chevrolet.
That's great.
Great.
And it's a real deal.
So it is a real deal. They're going to limit it to only 25 cars. And I understand that the base platform is a Grand Sport Corvette. And if you go to the Grand Sport Corvette ordering info menu, you'll find that there's an option there where you can get the heavy-duty brake package and suspension. That is required. What happens then is that car, once it's built, goes to, I think it's Yanko Chevrolet, and Yanko then tunes it, supercharges it, and turns it into a 1,000 horsepower beast. You can believe that.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And then what happens after that? Is it shipped back to Chevrolet, or does it go to the dealer in which it was purchased at?
It would go straight to the dealer where he purchased it. And just think about the exclusivity. Now, you could go to any number of Chevrolet dealers, and I would say 99% of them are going to say, "What are you talking about?" Right? Think about walking into a Chevrolet dealer, telling them this is what you want.
Yeah.
And they're going to go, yeah. It's kind of like when you went back in 1967 and you went into the Chevrolet dealer and you said, I want to order me one of them L88 cars. And the dealer says,
right.
L88? What's an L88? There's only 20 of them. So, yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see how that whole thing plays out.
It certainly is. is when you think of collectability, I mean, the ZR1 is a natural collectible, but the fact that this trumps the ZR1 in horsepower, not by a little, but by a lot, is really going to make this a very special piece to own, and someday may find itself in one of these auctions that you're going to be attending at Pebble Beach.
Exactly.
So that's the one to go for. Let's talk a little bit about the upcoming ZR1. Of course, we've seen in other generations of the Corvette a ZR1. The last one, the sixth generation Corvette, was over 600 horsepower, but this one tops that significantly at 745 horsepower. And I know I saw a video of Jay Leno and a member of Chevrolet with Jay driving it close to 215 miles an hour. And talk about a high end. And again, it falls into the category, Mike, would you ever believe this? If we talked about this back in 1985, would you ever think that we'd be seeing from the factory a 745 horsepower Corvette?
No, and I don't think anybody could even fathom that. However, 745 horsepower for a Chevy, you know, a Chevrolet is, I guess it's kind of up there, but if you think of the supercar world today, when you've got the 918 Porsche fighters and the LaFerrari pushing 1,000 horsepower with a hybrid combination of fuel and electricity, it's a lot of horsepower for naturally aspirated, but it's pretty amazing, though, that the competition out there is still way above it.
Yep, it's true. So it's going to be fast, but it's not going to be in that hypercar territory. But it's definitely going to be a highly sought-after piece. There's no question about it. I'm so impressed with the fact that the Z06 and the ZR1 are both available in convertible form, and that's something that we never have seen in past-generation Corvettes.
That is true, and especially with an automatic as well.
Absolutely, which is even faster than the manual. What a great world we live in here in 2018. We'll take a pit stop and then more on the other side with Corvette Mike Vietro. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away. I said you're on, buddy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed him right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub Treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub Treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race?
We're back with Corvette Mike Vietro, one of the world's leading experts when it comes to Corvettes. We're live coast to coast, border to border, all across North America, around the world via GCNLive.com. And Mike has just landed in Carmel, California, after taking a plane from Anaheim, where his dealership is in Southern California, up to San Jose, and he's telling us all about some news that he had recently in his Thundering Thursday report that I found quite interesting. Yes, indeed, there will be a 1,000 horsepower Corvette if you know which boxes to check. The other one that I like recently was one that put up this week, Mike, and that's the fact that Corvette owners tend to hold on to their vehicles for quite a long time.
That's correct. What is it, like 9 years in that survey, right?
That's right, and that's ranks number 2 among
actually,
all vehicles.
Actually, it ties it. But
that's
doesn't
true.
It tie, what does it tie? I don't have it in front of me.
The Expedition.
Right.
So that's saying a lot, and it's also saying a lot when you look at the mileage that Corvette, especially convertible owners, they tend to keep the yearly mileage quite low, which is great for the second owner of the vehicle and certainly great for the Corvette market prices as well.
Well, it just shows the loyalty to the brand. The heritage of the Corvette, the people who have stayed on the sidelines maybe for the entire duration of the car until most recently when they saw the new Stingray came out and it brought back the memories of the 60s cars and how well received those cars were. And to this day, Bob, I mean, that car is immortal.
Yep. Absolutely. They did such a wonderful job on the C7, and no matter what configuration you get it in, you're not going to be disappointed. Let's talk a little bit about the first time. I never get tired of this story, and I know you've told it on air before, but the first time you saw a Corvette, where were you?
I was in, believe it or not, I was in Everett, Massachusetts. And I think the very first time I saw a Corvette, being a very young teenager, maybe I was barely 13, a friend of mine had just bought, out of some dilapidated barn, a 1958 Corvette, and he paid $650 for it.
Wow.
And it had, you may remember this, but most of our listeners probably don't. But back in the day, do you remember those steering wheels they used to make out of chain, chrome chain?
Yes, absolutely. I remember it well.
It was probably only 8 inches in diameter. You could barely turn the wheel. And that's one thing that's never been brought back in from a vintage standpoint, like everything else we see today. Those things were dangerous.
Yeah, come to think of it, they were. I know there were a bunch of kids in my high school that had retrofitted them into their muscle cars, and you're right, today you never see them because they were very dangerous.
It's like the suicide knob that they would put on the old big shed.
Exactly. That's so true, Mike.
Yeah, it's so well named. I mean, if you steer the thing with that thing, and you try to make a complete U-turn in the street, that thing comes back and slaps you in the elbow or whatever, it is suicide.
Very good. And, of course, the Monterey Car Week is around the corner, and Mike is already in Carmel, where they'll have the Concours and Carmel, which is a relatively new event, which occurs on a Saturday before Pebble Beach, but also the actual sanctioned run of the cars that are going to be on the lawn. And this is, you know, I know Motor Trend, when I was with Motor Trend and its sister publication, Automobile, they give out the award for best car in motion, and you actually get bonus points for your vehicle if you're lucky enough to be chosen to have your vehicle shown at Pebble Beach if it completes that loop, that tour, which is quite a display. And tell our folks a little bit about what happens on that Tuesday in Carmel.
Well, actually, I'll kind of give you the actual dates here and the times and what happens when. The actual Tuesday is the very first kickoff car show here in Carmel. That's actually called Concours on the Avenue. And it is the vintage cars that are displayed up and down Carmel, the street being Ocean Avenue and all the adjoining perpendicular streets coming from the top of the hill all the way down to the bottom. And they're lined with vintage cars. The two biggest components and the two biggest marks are Porsche and Ferrari, and then of course there's Corvette and everything else in between. That's on Tuesday. And on Wednesday there's a car show at the Carmel Mission, which they just started. This is its fourth year, which is another great event. And these are all charity. None of these are for profit. The show that you're referring to, which lines the streets again of Carmel, is the Pebble Beach Tour Cars. And only a select number of cars will run the 40-mile road tour. That's done. They leave actually at 8 a.m. Thursday morning out of the polo field at Pebble Beach. And I'm always there for the kickoff. And those cars then, and there's a number of cars. If I were to guess, I would say there's maybe there's 100 of these antique vintage cars, these classics, these worldwide classic cars, and they're not in competition. All they have to do is just complete the tour. When those cars are done with the tour, they line the streets of Carmel up and down Ocean Avenue for all the spectators to see. And then they all have a sticker that was applied to the car. And that sticker on judging day, which is Sunday, on the 18th fairway of Pebble Beach, is where that could make the difference in a tie, whereby if two cars were competing for best in class, having that sticker on the car lets the judges know that, hey, this week we completed a 40-mile tour, and if there happens to be a blade of grass in between the tire treads, please don't hold that against us. please, let me take the extra point that's necessary to beat this guy next to me, because all he's been doing all week is polishing his chrome. Okay?
Yes.
And literally, it gets down. It can get down to exhaust, the black exhaust film on the inside of a tailpipe, Bob.
My God, that is getting down to the absolute nitty-gritty nuance. A lot of people don't realize it. This is the Super Bowl. It's the World Series of car events. And even they have the invitation to show your vehicle at the Pebble Beach Show. That's a big deal, isn't it, Mike?
Well, I think on an annual basis they may get upwards of over 1,000 applications. And the field is limited to 200-plus cars. So they have their job cut out for them, the selection committee, whereby they get to pick, you know, who's going to get a letter of return to them announcing that they have been accepted for judging. But there are plenty of other rules and regulations. For instance, a car that wins Pebble Beach may not be able to compete again for at least 5 years.
Oh, that is cool. And it is just a remarkable event. And in addition to all the other things going on with the racing there at Laguna Seca, the historic races, we've got auctions. And it used to be two or three auctions, Mike. I've kind of lost count. Is it about seven or so now?
It's approaching seven. The Rick Cole auction decided not to come back this year because of personal issues that Rick Cole is having. However, we do have the first auction taking place Wednesday evening, which is worldwide. Thursday, Friday, Saturday is the Mecham auction. I believe Friday, Saturday, Russo and Steele is back again. Friday and Saturday is RN, Sotheby, and Gooding auction. And then on Friday, there's a one-day-only Bonham auction. So what is that? Is that six or seven? It's got to be.
Yeah, you're right in the right neighborhood. Corvette Mike, thank you so much for joining us. We'll see if we can get you on next weekend just to do a quick report for us.
Next Sunday, I'll be on the fairway of Pebble Beach.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.